broadcasting around the entire world. From Austin, Texas, via Simplecast, and supported by listeners like you. Bitcoin, billions, stellar, trading, mining, markets, FUD, sharing, forks, millions, bytes, wise. Keeping you up to date on everything crypto. Welcome to Thriller News. Now here is your host, Carl Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Thriller News. Today is August 19th, 2019, and what a weekend in crypto it was. so much drama, so much crypto, Bitcoin drama. But first, crypto top story. Let's do it.
Crypto top stories.
All right. So first up is BitMEX. That's right. They're under fire. They've been under fire for the past month and a half, maybe. And some of the biggest concerns the CFTC has is regulatory arbitrage. And if you don't know what that means, that's basically where a practice or a firm capitalizes on loopholes in regulatory systems in order to circumvent unfavorable regulation. There's no proof of BitMEX doing that, but this is exactly what CFTC and other regulatory agencies are looking to harp on BitMEX about. So today they have restricted three countries from using its platform, according to a statement released today. The exchange is limiting access to users in Seychelles, Hong Kong, and Bermuda, namely because its employees and offices are situated in those locations. They said the increased involvement of regulators with all the major players in the industry is not only to be expected, it is to be welcomed. It is the mission of good regulators to ensure that honest citizens are not being cheated, said the exchange. For this reason, we have decided to restrict access to BitMEX for users in the jurisdictions in which the HDR affiliated employees and offices are located. So the three countries that are added to the list now include the United States, the province of Quebec in Canada, Cuba, Crimea, Sevastopol, Iran, Syria, North Korea, and Sudan, and any state, country, or other jurisdiction that is embargoed by the U.S. BitMEX claimed that the change will have no financial impact on the business and will affect very few people and has reached out to those that will be affected. They also went on to say that the announcement comes as part of a larger move to extend the transparency of our systems. And we also know last month that BitMEX traders fled the exchange as it shed $524 million in July and recorded its worst month ever. $500 million left the exchange amid an alleged CFTC investigation. Yeah, so it's not looking the greatest right now for BitMEX. They're definitely under pressure right now from regulators. And they all began circulating after a Bloomberg report claimed the exchange was being probed by the CFTC. And Arthur Hayes is a straight up, you know, boss when it comes to managing that exchange. And he's very forthcoming when it comes to any type of talk around this. And he went on Crypto Trader last month and spoke about this very situation. Take a listen.
So I'm a, you know, as you said, a derivatives trader. And when I discovered Bitcoin and saw what the potential it could do for the human society, I thought, well, for financial inclusion and all these other things, nothing changes except for every 200 to 300 years. And so at these inflection points in how human society changes value between each other is massive chaos. Business models go out of business and companies ascend. And I wanted to be one of those companies that was at the turn of the way that we move value between each other. And that's what I saw in Bitcoin. Now I'm, you know, what can I do in this industry? I know derivatives. So I thought, let me build a place where people can trade leveraged financial products because that's what I know. So the number one thing that we're very good at is taking complex financial derivatives and hitting them with a simple stick and coming up with a product that we can actually give to our retail consumer base and allow them to trade intelligently. So this is a very exotic derivative in the back end. We were able to package it in a way that retail traders felt that they were trading on margin. And that's brought immense liquidity to the market. And we're able to allow people to hedge larger amounts of risk because we've created such a speculative beast of a product. Now, the traditional asset markets, the volatility has fallen. Interest has fallen. a number of IPOs has declined. Trading volumes has declined. So humans love to trade, and because the traditional markets, there's various reasons why the liquidity has disappeared from these markets. They're looking for something else. They want to be entertained. Now, people can call that gambling or speculation, but that's just humans being humans. And this new asset class, because of the potential opportunity that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies represent, and the people who hate it for what it intrinsically could mean to their way of business, this is where you get this amazing volatility that traders want to capture. I don't think so, because we've actually had to remove one of the largest potential markets from our client base, the United States. So regulatory arbitrage would say that we would locate ourselves in the Seychelles and then flout US securities laws to offer our products, which we're definitely not doing. So just because you locate and put yourself in a jurisdiction does not absolve you of adhering to financial regulations. So we're a very compliant organization all around the world.
And we've talked about this, on Thriller Insider and Thriller Insights and Thriller Rundown about why the, CFTC and SEC and most of the United States regulators are trying to get control over this ordering book and matching engine. So, yeah, it's not surprising. I also think they're really uncomfortable with 100x leverage, the regulators, that is. Okay, with that, let's jump into crypto rapid fire.
Rapid fire, just in case you missed it.
All right, so first up, we got the United States-based investment banking company, Bank of America, that's right, B of A, has filed a patent for a digital currency wallet with multiple layers of asset access. The proposed wallet would accept different passwords for different amounts of funds requested. And according to the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the application came on board on August 15th, but per the filing, this technology would be comprised of a computing platform with a digital wallet interface. So an illustrative example of this was the user may have logically abstracted 4, let's say Bitcoin, right, and 20 Ethereum in the first tier of the digital wallet interface. The user may specify a first network function request for the Bitcoin decentralized peer-to-peer network involving 3 Bitcoin and an address within the Bitcoin network and a second network function request for the Ethereum decentralized peer-to-peer network involving 10 Ethereum and the address within the Ethereum network. I know it sounds super confusing, but according to the filing, there are currently a number of issues with cryptocurrency wallet security, particularly in regard to private key management. Namely, private keys held by users are susceptible to theft or mishandling, and private keys held by third parties are no longer wholly owned by users. Bank of America believes that their multi-tiered wallet system would be more secure than current wallet systems. This definitely seems, at least to me, that they're going to be trying to accept Bitcoin in the near future? Question mark. Next up, we got top cryptocurrency exchange Binance is launching an open blockchain project called Venus, focused on developing localized stable coins worldwide. That's right. It was announced today that the exchange is seeking partnerships with governments, corporations, technology firms, and other cryptocurrency and blockchain projects in order to develop a new currency ecosystem that will empower both developed and developing countries. The exchange's vision for the project, per the announcement, is to build a new open alliance and sustainable community that enlists partners who wield influence on a global scale. Binance Chain, of course, has already been running several native asset peg stablecoins, including, that's right, Binance stablecoin pegged to the British pound. And Binance also said that it leverages its existing infrastructure and experience with various regulatory regimes to consolidate a compliance risk control system and build a multi-dimensional corporation network for the Venus project. Yeah, they're looking to compete with Facebook on a fiat pegged stablecoin. Not sure how I feel about that, but if we do know one thing about Binance, they love to scale fast and break things. Okay, next up we got BitPay. BitPay says crypto spending on real estate is set to double in 2019. That was announced on August 6th at the Grove Resort and Water Park, and they said that they will accept Bitcoin for purchases of their 878 resort-style condo residences. That's right. The relatively small update hides a larger story, though, because BitPay is becoming somewhat of an established name in the real estate market, believe it or not. In 2017, the company processed nearly $20 million in real estate development and real estate sales following the bottoming out of the cryptocurrency market in 2018. This figure dropped to around $6 million, according to BitPay's Chief Commercial Officer Sunny Singh. Of course, in the first two quarters of this year, however, the company says it has already processed over 5 million in real estate transactions. Singh said that BitPay is in line to double its real estate business year over year. As in 2018, the company processed 2.7 million in direct real estate transactions, with around twice as much via escrow companies and law firms acting as escrows. And BitPay, the world's largest processor of Bitcoin with about $1 billion in yearly business, acts as a payment processor for home buyers. The firm exchanges Bitcoin into US dollars and transfers the funds to an escrow agent on behalf of the buyer. According to Singh, the average price of a home purchase through the exchange is around $1 million. These are not $30,000 houses, he said. Yeah, pretty crazy. Next up in surprising news, the New York State Supreme Court has decided that it has jurisdiction to rule over the case between the New York Attorney General's office and iFinex, the parent company of cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex. The decision now allows the New York Attorney General to continue its investigation, according to a filing that was released today. iFinex previously appealed to the court to halt the New York Attorney General's investigation over its alleged commingling of funds, misleading investors regarding its USD reserve of stablecoin Tether, among other issues. In response, the New York Attorney General's office argued that it was too early for the court to address jurisdictional questions during an ongoing investigation. The court now repeals such argument, ruling that it indeed can adjudicate the matter. It also denies iFinex's motion to thwart the New York Attorney General's office investigation and rules that the law enforcement agency can carry on its investigation. And that was reported by The Block. That's actually surprising news. Didn't think that was coming so soon. Israeli Bitcoin holders demand local banks reveal policies regarding cryptocurrency accounts. That's right. Bitcoin holders in Israel have taken legal action against local banks for their refusal to open accounts for customers seeking to deposit money from cryptocurrency sales. They are demanding that the Bank of Israel, Israel's central bank, and commercial banks make their policies regarding cryptocurrency public. That's right. They have filed a Freedom of Information petition in Jerusalem District Court to require local banks to disclose policy documents from each of the banks in Israel concerning money from digital currency. According to Jonathan Klinger, legal advisor to Israel Bitcoin Association, under the banking licensing law, it is the duty of a bank to state to the Bank of Israel the policy under which it refuses to conduct transactions. We therefore contacted the Bank of Israel and asked for this information, but the Bank of Israel did not agree to disclose this policy to us. We therefore decided to petition the court to force the Bank of Israel to provide us with a copy of the policy submitted to it by the banks. In addition to preventing individual users from opening bank accounts, local Israeli banks have also refused to provide services to firms like the Israel Bitcoin Association, despite the association's status as a nonprofit organization. Yeah. And that's all the news in the world in regards to Bitcoin and crypto. All right. With that, let's get into Crypto YouTube. Let's do it.
Crypto YouTube, the world of Crypto YouTube, the world of Crypto YouTube. The world of Crypto YouTube.
There was so much drama in crypto Twitter this weekend and Bitcoin Twitter that, gosh, it's too much to tackle. It would require a whole episode. Maybe one day we'll do an After Dark on it and talk to somebody about it. But for right now, I want to play the video that kind of set off everybody. This was before. This video was released after all the drama. There was actually a transcript that was released onto crypto Twitter and then it circulated. And before you know it, you had Ethereum people finding Bitcoin people, Bitcoin finding Ethereum people, and then people commenting on the Bitcoin and Ethereum, a lot of virtue signaling. There was just a lot of drama over the weekend. It was fascinating to watch, but at the same time, I was trying to get work done, so I tried not to pay too much attention to it. But take a listen, as this is Michael Goldstein of Satoshi Nakamoto Institute talking at BitBlock Boom 2019.
So it's important to know the difference. Like I said, being nice does take energy, and not everyone has shown that they are capable of having discussions about Bitcoin in a logical, systematic method, and thus, you know, they have a higher threshold by which they need to reach before you show them, you know, the kindness that they think they deserve, especially when they're pumping scams that are in direct competition with yours and likely massive malinvestments that are, you know, on net bringing harm to the economy. So it's just a good to know the difference on that. So anyway, moving on. No apologies. There's never a reason to have apologies, especially with the no-coiners. We were all no-coiners once. I was skeptical of Bitcoin. I thought that it was a fiat currency because I hadn't yet, you know, fully understood what it meant to be fiat. It wasn't merely out of thin air. It's that it's by decree. Satoshi, praise be upon him. He might be the only one who was never a no-coiner. Maybe Hal Finney as well. But they will learn, and this might not be because someone was insulting them online. It could just be because Paul Krugman goes to the newsstand one day and they were no longer accepting his precious dollars that he desperately wanted to get rid of because of his own economic policies, but that he is forced to use Bitcoin. They will have to learn. If someone is unwilling to take on your such intolerant, toxic opinion, then they're also not going to be the people who can take seriously actually correct but perhaps unpopular opinions. And so if they are treating ideas with such contempt, you can't expect them to be able to take it to its full extent in the first place. They simply, once again, have not deserved yet to have actual discussion. They need to prove that they're capable of it. So, in a nutshell, reject no-coiner orthodoxy. Do not fall into their frame. Do not show them mercy. Always remind them that number go up. Orange coin good, number go up. So, some requirements for successful memeing. Knowledge. You need to study hard. You need to read the books. You need to read Mises, Rothbard, Hayek. You need to Hoppe. You need to read, you know, the classics of, you know, computer science and, you know, networks. Everything that goes into Bitcoin. You need to fully understand if you want to actually have yourself armed to be able to go out and meme. You can't merely show up and just be an idiot. You will be found out. Likewise, you need to find actual truth. There's plenty of methods of trolling online that require knowing nothing about anything and certainly being far from the truth just because you want to get a rise out of someone. However, that's a very short-term thinking thing, and we'll get to that. I think that it's more, you know, I'm calling for ethical trolling, a conscious memeing, if you will. So it's important to always be right. Finally, you need confidence. You need to be able to stand up for yourself and the ideas you believe. And you have that confidence because you studied hard and you know it's the truth because you did the work. Yeah, you proved your work, and it comes out in a nice little meme. So time preference. Of course I have to bring this up. Can't go with a talk without mentioning it. Memecraft does not transpire in a day. So it took years for us to go from calling, you know, Litecoin a shitcoin in, you know, 2013 to it being named you know, as a technical term on the congressional floor. So because of this is also why it's so important to stick to the truth, because it gives you this long-term focus that drives you towards good, valuable content for perpetuity. So I do want to just bring up, just to drive this home, I really do think that being truthful is more important than just merely getting a rise of people online. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn has a fantastic essay called Live Not by Lies that he wrote after the gulags, where he took up the cause of rejecting all falsehood in his life, even at some, you know, personal costs. And this meant not reading any lies in the newspaper, not telling any lies, always taking on the truth, even where it had the short-term costs for him. And quite frankly, it's in your advantage to not read the news anyway, because it's full of blue check, no coiners, spreading lies about Bitcoin in the first place. So, in summary, you can be the virgin arguer, you know, trying to suck up to Paul Krugman with a nice argument you got there about the actual nature of money. Or you can be the Chad Memer and just remind them, number go up.
Yeah, so you can tell there's a lot of people that were really upset with him over these hot takes that he had. And I know Gary personally from, you know, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and I've talked to him. and I've had a deep conversation with him on the podcast, and he's a good guy. Like, I'm pretty sure he had no idea this is going to blow up in his face. Actually, I even tweeted at him today, said, hey, did you expect this? He was like, no, I didn't expect this. And how could anybody? This came out of nowhere, to be honest with you. I think this set a lot of people off, just because you got to realize a vast majority of people in this space have devoted a serious amount of time and money to the projects that they're behind. So they're on a level even higher than like a sports team or anything like that. You know, it's really deep. Like, it cuts really deep whenever you have, you know, these two projects going after each other. And that's kind of been always my thing. I feel like for myself, I've always just tried to get along with everybody. And that's just the way I've always been. I don't try to like pick sides or do anything like that. If anything, you know, I think everybody should have a platform to speak. And I'm not after fame or fortune in this space. So my whole thing is to educate the masses on this different types of technology, being Bitcoin, Ethereum, any type of other cryptocurrency. And I really am not trying to like shill any projects or anything like that. I'm completely independent, completely, you know, autonomous. I don't report to anybody. I don't have a big media company behind me. We don't accept sponsors. We don't even promote anything anymore. And these are the reasons why I don't. It's because of stuff like this. You could get labeled this or get labeled that. But to be honest with you, if people reach out to me and they want to come on the podcast, I let them come on. And I feel like we're still in the early days. And the reason I say that is because if you go over to, like, I listen to financial podcasts too, and they shill the shit out of stocks. They shill the shit out of like their, you know, whatever sponsor they have. And it's completely different crypto, but you just got to keep being you. All right. Crypto Twitter starting now.
Crypto Twitter.
Crypto Twitter.
Crypto Twitter.
And so this whole like this speech that Michael gave at Bitbox Bloom, he like everybody's like, you know, jumping on him about this. People are saying that people are angrier at him for giving that speech than they are people who hyped up ICOs in 2017. So you have a lot of people like going off the deep end on trying to just combat each other. It's crazy. You also have some several memes coming up here where like people are flicking each other off in real life, and people showing like Ethereum heads and Bitcoin heads. It's just crazy. Yeah, just a lot of memes going on. You have people coming back to crypto Twitter after being away for the past few days, and it's just a picture with like the whole entire house on fire. You have people saying good morning crypto Twitter and then just like flicking somebody off. It's crazy. I'm probably gonna stay off of Twitter for the rest of the week, to be honest with you. It's just nuts. I can't even like get some good info. Actually this is pretty good. So we got Crypto Dog. He's always good for a good tweet. He says, I know a lot of people like to talk shit on RSI here on Twitter, but come on, go ahead and take a peek. Oversold conditions in a bull market, typically a good day. Bitcoin is actually looking really good right now. I think we're at, yeah, we're getting close. We're still up 4% on the day. Okay, but the last one. This one's from Eric Connor. He says, people love to attack me for disliking Bitcoin. I love the original idea of Bitcoin. However, the extremely toxic group of people that have captured it will drive it into the ground. That's why Ethereum will win. Yeah. Okay. That's enough of Twitter today. Let's get on to Coin360.
Crypto 360 weather report.
That's why it's so good just reporting the news. You get to stay out of the news. Okay, first up, we got Bitcoin. Bitcoin is at $10,803, up 4% on the day. We got Ethereum at $199. Oh, wow, actually going down, but it's still up 2%. We got XRP at 27 cents, down 3%. We got Bitcoin Cash at $321, down 1%. We got Litecoin at $76, down 1%. If we look at our 24-hour change on the green, we got Energy Coin at $6.88, up 12%. We got Digitex Futures at 5 cents, up 9%. Augur at $10.60, up 8%. We got Beam, $1.44, up 6%. And Theta Coin at 12 cents, up 6%. If we look at our 24-hour change on the red, we have Engricia at 3 cents, down 22%. We got Hypercash at $2.93, down 10%. We got GX Chain at $1.12, down 6%. We got Verge at 5/1000ths of a tenth, down 5%. And ABBBC Coin at 9 cents, down 5% on the day. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going on. I think that's all I got. Everything else looks to be pretty greenish. We got a total coin market cap of $279 billion. So we're up about $19 billion from the weekend. And we're at 69.1% Bitcoin dominance for Monday. Okay, with that, let's get on to the end of the show.
Dropping us, seeing muscle cars and copping them. Started off just a little less popular. Now you got a new place. Drive a new car. You smile for the cameras. Live life like a superstar. Don't care what they say. Haters in your face, you just ignore them. Don't know what they talking shit for. See niggas get theirs, you just trying to get yours. Therefore, you left all the people you care for. Hopped on a plane, got airborne. Seen the bullshit coming and fell for. But it's all good now, cause the same ones that talk shit telling everyone you made it. Then you start seeing hoes you dated. Thoughts start getting jaded. Now your life's sort of different, ain't it? Million scars knowing what your pain is. But what's it all worth if it's painless? What's it all worth if it's painless? But what's it all worth if it's painless? Say you wanna be famous.
Now you got a new place. Drive a new car. Like a superstar. Don't care what they say. You reach for the star. Got everything you always dreamed and thought about. And everyone knows who you are. Oh.
always knew I was this good, but never knew I'd be this good. Them niggas just start and I've been doing it. Hear them talk, but they ain't living my life. In the dark, trying to get in my light. But chances I don't get them guys twice. Spending grands for hoes, this is a highlight. And for them cameras posing, this the highlight. Bottles raising, for my niggas not here, I pour out a couple sips. Room on the beach, I smoke for you trips. Them days I was younger, I knew this life was the shit, but never like this. It's so amazing, we don't gotta duck shots. So amazing, we don't gotta duck shots. We just so amazing, we don't gotta duck shots. We just pour and chase them. And worry about it cause they gon' hate. Know where I'm going, look where I came from.
Now you got a new place. Drive a new car. You smile for the cameras. Live life like a superstar. Don't care what they say. You reach for the stars. Got everything you always dreamed and thought about. And everyone knows who you are.
Another Thriller News is Dunsies. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what really keeps us independent? This podcast, Thriller Crypto Everything, it's our subscribers. That's right. Head over to thrillercrypto.substack.com. Link is in the show notes. If you just want access to the rest of our 300 plus episodes, head over to thrillerx.com and download as you like. And don't forget, this week we got a Thriller Coin Talk. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then we might even have somebody on Wednesday as a special guest talking Ethereum development. That's right. Bye, Bitcoin. Save the world. See you next time.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Har Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carr said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not Carr. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.